Hi, this is dictation by Judy Ogletree, JudyOgletree. Date of birth is 3/14/1959. Date of service is 5/30/2023. The patient presents for a follow-up evaluation today, and she reports that she's having ongoing pain in the lower back as the major issue. Pain level is between 7 to 10, and she has had issues of this pain problem for a while. She also has often pain in the neck and mid-back as well, but major pain is in the lower back. There's an element of severe arthritis. She also has pain in the left shoulder due to the supraspinatus tendon involvement in AC joint arthritis. In the right shoulder also, there is a avulsion of progression of subscapularis tendinosis and supraspinatus infraspinatus tendinosis and osteoarthritis, AC joint, bursitis, etc. They have been discussed with the patient in great detail. She also has a ligament of flavum thickening in the thoracic and lumbar region along with facet arthropathy throughout and herniated disc at L4, L5 and ligament of flavum thickening with severe spinal canal stenosis. The MRI findings have been discussed. She does have a herniated disc at C2-3 and bulging disc at C4-5, C5-6 and C6-7. Although there is no radiation of pain to the lumbar, to the legs, or to the arms, the pains have continued to be present for many, many years, 7 to 10. Patient does not have any record of any injection treatment or she has a surgery done on the spine, lumbar spine, by Dr. Fisher at Children's Hospital because she was suffering from spina bifida. But however, these recent findings in the MRI are not explainable. There is no recent fall. She denies any car accident. She doesn't remember. The ADLs that are reported affected are to the tune of 8 and 9. The walking ability is affected 9. The patient walks very antalgic gait, very slowly, almost unstable. The general activity and mood and work. Sleep are affected 8, and enjoying life 9. The rest of the system review is from the chart, please. Additional history is from the chart also. The patient has reported no abuse of any substance or any any other issues at this time. The physical examination revealed that the blood pressure was /154/82 and pulse was 78, pulse ox was 98. The rest of the exam comes from the previous visit, which is 5/1/2023, dictation number 0526-0 054. And the diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to continue the compounding cream, the Neprosin, Alavel, Lyrica, and Percocet, 10 milligrams, 325 once a day. Patient is referred to laser treatment with the United Rehab as they have it, to try for a month, see if that will help her before starting the injection process. The patient has been advised about all the findings of the MRIs, especially both the shoulders and lumbar spine, cervical spine, that may require injection treatment to find further relief. For now, patient is taking trazodone, Flexeril, and Neprosin also, and patient will be seen in 15 days' time. If there is no relief, then we'll have a issue. And yoga, exercise, posture correction has been discussed. Wet water therapy has been discussed. Heat, infrared heat, laser heat, they all have been discussed. Thank you so much.